Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Many of us, when we think of laws or commandments, it's usually in terms of like, no, you can't do this, you can't do that. But we forget that we really need laws and rules. You know, they're given to us to keep us and others safe, to develop and help us excel in skills needed in life, and how to use various products well, to speak a language or play an instrument well. We can't make up our own rules in order to do that. So we need to follow the rules and practice what, you know, particular rules are for a language or an instrument to make it come out well and communicate well. Manufacturers give us manuals on how to use their products well. So we'll use their products as intended and well, so we'll be happy with their product. The people who make the traffic laws want us to be able to drive our cars without injuring ourselves or others. Parents give their children rules to keep them out of dangerous situations. And we don't do it because we want to control them or keep them from having fun. We do it because we love them and want them to be safe and happy. You know, the same is true with God. God made us. He knows how we work and what makes us happy. Because he loves us, he gave us rules to live by so we will be safe, happy, and be everything we are meant to be. And the spirit of the law is based on love, the love of God and the love of our neighbor. Today's gospel talks about how Jesus did not come to abolish law, but to fulfill it. And he goes on to say that whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You know, we live in a culture where more and more people don't believe that there are any absolute right or wrong. And what is right and wrong is not determined by God, but by each individual. You know, we can decide what is true for ourselves and what isn't. You can decide what is right for you, and I will decide what is right for me. And you also hear comments like, don't try to force your morality on me. We still have an obligation to continue to teach others through our word and example the truth, especially those who are influenced by this attitude that there is no absolute right or wrong. And like faith, we cannot force people to believe or to follow God's law. We need to remember, out of love for our neighbor, we're always to respect, love, and pray for them as individuals. But this does not mean that we need to be tolerant of ideas that do not lead us to the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So let us ask God for the graces we need to remain faithful to his word and laws, and the courage to be witnesses to his truth in the world.